Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Fields to pass, back in the pocket, up in the pocket, going down, they got him again. Miles Garrett got him around the horn, he came. Mayfield got the snap, back, looks, throws, end zone, caught, touchdown, Austin Hooper.
Well, great catch by Hooper and a great throw by Mayfield over the middle.
Oh, it was a great throw, you're right. He's got it, third down and six, in the pocket, up in the pocket. He's being hit and he's going down again. They got him, Miles Garrett was there. Malik Jackson hit him, Miles Garrett finished him off, and the Browns defense does it again. Fields back to pass, in the pocket, he's being chased again. Miles Garrett's got him by the feet, and he got him. They tripped him up. Here's Mayfield, he's going to give it. Hunt's going to run to the right, he got it. 25, a cut, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kareem Hunt, and he leaps into the stands. Give him a big hug. Here's Mayfield, he's going to give it. Hunt's going to run to the right, he got it. 25, a cut, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kareem Hunt, and he leaps into the stands. Give him a big hug. The Browns load up. Snap back. He's got it. Here comes Coromoa. Here comes Garrett. They got him again. Miles Garrett. 4.5 sacks on the afternoon.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
That's going to do it, Doug. The Browns are going to be winners today, and they held serve over the Chicago Bears to go to 2-1. And the final score from First Energy Stadium, the Browns win it 26-6. What a defensive performance.
On Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, audio courtesy of the UAH Super Browns Radio
Bowl!
Network.
Super Browns!
Yeah! All right, let's go.
You can't jump the gun, you man.
Let's go.
What are you doing?
It was 1950 in the cold and rain when my
father took me to the second of every play.
Browns are gonna show you how the game is played. Here we go again.
Oh! 54, 55, 64.
You know what? We need Jim Irsay to sing this song. Did you see that video over the weekend?
No.
Oh, he posted
get
his
the audio.
He posted him doing himself doing Jimi Hendrix.
Was it good?
It was sensationally bad.
All right, 9:40.
So bad.
But the Browns won again.
Yes.
Games begin. Here we go again.
Is that what Justin Fields is thinking? Here we go again. Every time I go back, here we go again.
He was 6 of 20. The Browns had more sacks than Justin Fields had completion.
Is there a chance we were wrong about Justin Fields?
I'll bring that up today at 7:45.
Oh boy.
Oh, we're gonna have to have that segment.
I mean, all the rookie quarterbacks look awful.
They all look shaky.
They all look awful.
My God. Baker Mayfield was okay. We'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Chubb was all right. We'll talk about it. Kareem Hunt was the cat's ass yesterday. Kareem Hunt was the cat's ass yesterday. Odell played. Felt pretty good. Had to get his legs from under him. But I tell you what. I was nervous going in. And part of this is old Browns. And I got to wash myself. I thought that I had cleansed myself before. There's still dirt under my fingernails. Because I was on Wednesday. Was it last Wednesday or last Thursday? I was like, I'm a little nervous about Justin Fields. Because you guys know this. We've made rookies in the past look like they were going to be Steve Young. Any rookie. We had Duck Hodges look good against us. We did.
Oh, my God.
Duck Hodges, who I don't even think is in the league, looked good against us.
Who was the dude for Denver? Allen? One of the Allen
Brandon Allen. One of the flying Allens. Yeah, we had Brandon Allen look good that season. Oh, my God.
They all did. They've all done it.
You're
exactly right.
You've had a lot of rookies look good against your defense.
Was Hundley a rookie when he beat us instead of Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. Remember, we up 14, I think, going into the fourth quarter.
And
couldn't hold on to that thing. Anyway, enough about that.
Yeah.
So, I started thinking, I'm like, you know, and there were plenty of people who were totally right, and they were totally logical about it. And the logic would say that your defense should be able to muster something up. But I did. I was living in my fear going, listen, I'm okay with being wrong about certain issues. I don't want to sit here and be wrong. Like, I don't know how good Joe Woods is. I don't think that he's probably not Dick LeBeau or anything like that. I just didn't want to be a guy defending Joe Woods, and he turns out to be a guy who can't even scheme for a rookie quarterback who struggles.
Right.
I didn't want to do that. Like, I've looked at Joe Woods during this time, and I go, okay, you had Grant Delpit playing for the first game last week. You had lost, Mary Kay brought this up with us, you had lost your signal caller on defense late in that week. You lost him on Friday going into the game against Houston. Some of this makes sense. People were okay with Kansas City and the performance against Kansas City. However, going back to last year, and I said it the entire time, you just didn't have the tools. You didn't have the tools to run your defense. So I was nervous about those types of things. And I'm thinking, if he can't get a decent game defensively against Justin Fields, who I know I say it like Justin Fields against a rookie. All right, let me say a rookie in his first start. I have no more. There's no more defense. I've been wrong, and I'll have to be wrong, and I don't want to be wrong about something that is so important to the Browns. I'll be wrong about everything else. Doesn't matter. I just don't want to be wrong about something that's so important. So yesterday, I think yesterday was a huge day for Browns fans, watching the defense play so well, watching Myles Garrett play so well. They had a Myles Garrett chant going in the stands where we had calls or, hey, where's Myles Garrett? Is Myles really worth the money going into the week? And then Myles calls out the defense, which that
he was calling out everybody.
He had to back himself up on that because talk about it. The only time we really got into it was yesterday during the tailgate show. You and I did not get really enthralled in what Myles had said where he called out the defense. And then yesterday, he had 4.5 sacks against Chicago.
Crowd chanting Myles Garrett rhythmically. There it is. Yep. That's great. Boy, that is great, isn't it? Listen to that.
It's incredible. All right, we got it. It's incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And I was thinking about it. I had people asking me, they would say, why are you not going after Myles? Why do you guys give him a pass? And I'm like, because he's
so good.
Because he's one of the best defensive players the Browns have ever had, because he's going into the Hall of Fame if he stays healthy and play. How many more years does he need to play at this level to actually just we pencil him in the Hall of Fame?
I think he's up near the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that. I don't want to get into all
he's
that,
still got
but
a
he's
few more of those.
But yeah. Either way, he's on that path without a doubt. I don't know when I ask what more is he supposed to do. It's like people are just disappointed he's not better than Aaron Donald. Well, okay, I mean. Sorry, they don't just create Aaron Donalds every year, and they Myles Garrett's pretty damn good in his own right. And
is he better than the Bosa's?
And then he backed it up.
Is he better than the Bosa's?
Bosa's have the injury issues. I love both of those guys, obviously. But this Myles Garrett, people have questioned why his motor doesn't seem to be, clicking at all cylinders for an entire game. And then he has that game yesterday. He backed up everything because you couldn't go out there after lighting up some of your teammates on the line and your coaching. Yeah. I mean, he has been kind of persistent in talking about over the last few years, no matter what, like where he's lining up, things he doesn't like. I mean, he kind of has carte blanche to be able to talk and rip whoever he wants. And we don't really say anything. We don't hammer him because he backs it up.
It was really a challenge to himself and to his teammates. Because I think he hears the criticisms. I think that he hears the, why aren't you guys talking about Myles? Why aren't you guys talking about how gassed he seems? Why aren't you guys... Like, there are people who were very upset. Where's Myles? Where's Myles? We were getting texts, you and I, from members of the media on group threads. Where's Myles? Can you guys sit there and talk about Myles? Where is this $125 million man? He was sensational yesterday. I watched that game. I watched that game live, and then I watched it back. It was apparent in the very beginning. I mean, in the very beginning, the only way the Browns are going to lose that game is if they were going to beat themselves.
Like,
there was no
chance.
There was just no chance in hell. It should have really been, if you count it all, 24-3 at the end of the first half? If you got you could have, would have, should have, and they were only fourth and ones on the fourth down plays. But that was, you probably could have put it 24-3 at the end of the first half. I wanted to see 30-6 at the end. He missed Harrison Bryan. I was sad because I was like, damn it, I wanted to see 30-6. I thought that would have been a huge 30-6. That's a, like 26-6. I think 20 points is 20 points a blowout in the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. 26-6. I mean, you did. You blew them out. They didn't do anything offensively.
I never felt threatened at any point.
You didn't at all?
By the Bears. I will say, you know, yeah, we were all frustrated with the offense, and thank God Khalil Mack left the game at the end of that first half. He came back, but that was the only success the Browns had in the first half was the drive that Khalil Mack was out of the game. They just were not able. They were just, you know, you always talk about being off schedule. You know, Baker was erratic for the first time this year.
Well,
he was feeling the pressure.
I think there was something else to that. The Bears did scheme up good knowing that Jedrick Wills was injured. And they went right over Jedrick Wills, and then Jedrick Wills had to come out of the football game, and they put Blake Hance over there, and they schemed right up over him. And Robert Quinn came in, and Khalil Mack, obviously, and you had Roquan Smith going after him. I think that he had the antennas out yesterday that, hey, this is a little bit different defensively than I've seen over the first couple of weeks. The antennas were out, but they bared down. And there is growth here because he wasn't as outrageously accurate as he's been in the first couple of games. Like he missed Felton there on the fly route that, boy, that would have been six easy. And then you missed Harrison Bryant, which would have been an easy
balls,
first
he
down.
He had balls sailing on him out of bounds. Yeah. He had another one on the sidelines that would have.
But it was
so bad it couldn't be picked off.
I did think they bared down though. I did, and that's a terrible cliche.
It got a lot better.
Yeah, I did think he kind of zoned in, and they wanted to run the ball more. I think they knew that they could pound him.
Well, they saw
they
could, it wasn't necessarily even the run so much. Yeah, I mean Kareem Hunt was sensational, but it was those little dump offs, and they used the rush against him. It took Stefanski some time. I was a little disappointed in the first half, to be honest, that they weren't adjusting. But then they made those adjustments at halftime. I would have liked to see those adjustments quicker. But either way, they then used the pass rush against the Bears in the second half, and that's why you know Kareem Hunt was able to take those little dump offs and run. They couldn't do anything about it, and then that just softened everything up. And then it allowed Baker to have some time to throw. And when he had some time to throw. Yeah. You saw the touchdown pass. You saw another nice one over the middle. Hooper, that was good. Those were positive steps. You wanted to see that maturation throughout the game because it showed them that they weren't, unlike the other side of things where Justin Fields was not going to be able to adjust. The Bears just don't have that kind of an offense. He's too young. He just hasn't seen enough at this stage. And we don't even know if he's that good. Me and you really liked him coming out. But he just wasn't going to be able to make that adjustment. That's the difference between a rookie quarterback and someone like Baker, who's in year number four, and a difference between their running game, the Bears, and what we have.
I can't believe he didn't throw a pick. I thought for sure he was going to throw a pick.
You got to throw the ball. You got to actually throw the ball.
I mean, there were plenty of those passes that got close. They got tipped. And I'm going, man, it's just a matter of time. He's going to get picked off, and something really bad is going to happen for Justin Fields here. I mean, Allen Robinson looked checked out in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I know that he was trying. I think Allen Robinson was very frustrated with the way the day was going yesterday. He went to commit, which is something you try to do to loosen up your quarterback. And what did I counted one third down. I think they only converted one third down.
Oh, my God.
I got the notes. I think I saw it. I think they got it like a third and nine, and then they had the stupid 44-yard penalty, which I thought was – I thought they called that a bit tight. I didn't think. I know that should have been an interception right there with John Johnson the third. That's probably where people are going, well, they technically did. Yeah. I did think that that was a bad call. And obviously, I'm in Cleveland, but I did think that that was a bad call. I don't think that he pushed off of him. I think that ball was sailing, and I think he went for it. And I happen to disagree. But I'm not the ref on the field. I could see where the ref made that call. I just disagreed with that. But I thought the Browns' defense was fantastic. And hey, that's the end of the show, and we move on to Minnesota.
No,
we'll talk to you.
And you're
next month. No.
You're almost under. You are. We both are. We're underselling how good the defense was. JOK was everywhere.
Sorry. I'm glad you brought him up because I wrote down. I circled his name right here. I thought he was great. He was. That was rookie versus rookie. I thought he was great. There was a time he made a stop. I had written it down.
I know the play you're talking.
You talking
about
Jason Peters? Are you talking about Jason Peters? There was a run play where he came up and run support and had a stop where Jason Peters is like 6'8".
Yes, he shed and went right through him, and it was incredible. And basically, it was
I thought Jason Peters was actually going to open up and eat him, and somehow he was able to shed and make that play. Go ahead.
You know, part of it is basically they were sending. It was all systems go, and the Bears never adjusted, and their quarterback could not adjust. And so they realized that, and they're like, just keep sending him. Why would we do anything other than continue to send? He is not – like, sometimes you do quarterbacks a favor.
Jason Peters is only 6'5". I beg your pardon. Yeah, but
sometimes you do quarterbacks favors when you send guys. You know, the more and more you send guys at Patrick Mahomes, who did not play well yesterday, the more and more you send guys at quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes or even Lamar Jackson, well, they'll just use it against you because they know where either the hot read it. He couldn't find anything. That was advanced calculus for somebody who was still figuring out shapes. It just had no chance for Justin Fields yesterday, and that's why I think it was the third possession of the game. And the joke was the game was tied at 3, and I said on Twitter, I said, well, I think they have enough points to win this game. But in reality, they did. There was no way the Bears were going to have any kind of a counter. And then when they got down and they were behind the chains, then it imploded. It was a snowball effect. If Justin Fields ends up being really good down the road, I guarantee you, as he's at his retirement party, he's going to remember that game. He's going to remember that game and say, I was not ready.
I'm watching this. I mean, these aren't even I don't even see stunts here. This is just man on man. This one sack with Jadeveon Clowney. This is incredible. 216-578-0092. You feel better about Joe Woods. You feel better about the defense. You feel better about Myles Garrett. It was certainly I don't want to call it a get-right game, but it really showed what they're capable of against a team that they could go out and manhandle, and they did yesterday. 9 sacks. They had 3 more sacks than Justin Fields had completions yesterday. 216-578-0092. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman. Reaction Mondays brought to you by the Michael Kame team with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Professional Realty.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.